AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Police in Waco, Texas say they're being threatened by biker groups after busting up yesterday's deadly fight among motorcycle gangs. Rival gangs meeting at the Twin Peaks restaurant shot it out with each other yesterday, killing 9 of their own and wounding 18. Police spokesman Sergeant Patrick Swanton.
There were at least 50 weapons recovered that were not police weapons. These were bad guy weapons. They ranged from brass knucks to knives to chains to clubs and to firearms. This was a true gang fight that occurred at this location.
192 people are under arrest. It's not clear exactly why the fight started. A man who boarded an Amtrak train this morning as the train started rolling again between Philadelphia and New York said he's not worried, even after last week's derailment killed 8 people. Christian Milton said he would be thinking about the victims as his train went around that curve where the other train flew off the tracks last week. Maybe he'd even say a prayer for the victims, he told us. Amtrak says there's a new speed control system in place that will apply the train's brakes if it's going too fast, as the doom train was last week, although the investigation is continuing into the exact cause of the accident. President Obama is banning some military equipment from going to police departments. Our Mark Smith at the White House, which made the announcement this morning.
The banned equipment includes bayonets, camouflage uniforms, firearms and ammo of 50 caliber or higher, grenade launchers, and armored vehicles that run on tracked systems instead of wheels. We're told the administration's also exploring ways to recall equipment that's already been distributed.
Last summer, police in riot gear faced off with protesters in Ferguson, Missouri, setting off a discussion about police using military-style equipment. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 6 points. This is AP Radio News. Going on a vacation this summer? Are you flying? More of us are, says Warren Levinson.
American air carriers will fly 222 million passengers this summer. That's 4.5 million more than the old record set 8 years ago before the economic collapse. They'll be paying about the same to fly this summer as last, a relief after steadily climbing fares. It'll cost about 3% less to fly to Europe this summer, which translates to an average of $50 per ticket. And the planes will be just as crowded as ever. Airlines are adding 4.5% more seats, and they expect to have 4.5% more passengers. Warren Levinson, New York.
A man who's been stuck in a storm drain for 4 days has been rescued by firefighters in Nashville. Nobody's quite sure how the guy got trapped in a storm drain, but when they got him out, he was dehydrated and he had some cuts. He's been taken to a hospital for treatment, but they say other than that, he looks pretty good given what he's been through. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.